Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Guardian.
So I'm Hamish Dunbar, and I started Cafe Otto with my partner Keiko in April 2008. Cafe Otto is a space in Dalston in London that is in an old warehouse building on the ground floor. It used to be a paint factory, and we turned it into a venue and started putting on music that people might refer to as underground music or experimental music or new music, if those terms still mean anything. So this is John Chakai, Tony Marsh and John Edwards. This was recorded on the 27th of September 2010. John Chakai was born in Copenhagen, but he moved to New York in the early 60s and played with people like Archie Shepp and John Coltrane and Albert Eiler. And Tony knew him and had worked with him a lot. And so this Tony really initiated this trio playing at Otto. Since then, Tony's passed away, and also John Chakai has passed away. So John Edwards is the last person in this group that's still going. I suppose that's what happens after 10 years of running a venue.
Thank you.
So this is from a two-day residency with Kumio Karachi, and this was organized by Midori Ogata, our cafe manager. She introduced us to him. He's not really known in this country or outside of Japan. I'm not sure how well he's known in Japan either, really. But it was a really great session, and it was one of those kind of ambitious or slightly crazy residencies which we did where we had no idea who might show up. So this is a recording of Nicole Mitchell and Mark Sanders. This was the first time Nicole Mitchell played in the venue. She was supposed to come over with the French bass player, Jolie André, but she had to pull out. And so we asked Mark, and it was one of those encounters that you don't know what's going to happen because you've got two people playing together for the first time in that as a duo, and you just sit back and see how it goes, and it was great. Thank you. This is a recording from November 2017. It's Emmanuelle Paronin, and she's a French folk singer and harpist, hurdy-gurdy player. And it's an interesting kind of revisiting of those folk traditions and doing something that feels new and but connected with also obviously that tradition and that history.
La nuit est plus étoilée qu'on ne croit. Le ciel plus clair qu'il n'y paraît. La mer plus vague qu'en nos pensées. Le sol plus dur, le vent plus froid. Mais ce secret, ce secret minutieusement gardé.
Thank you. So this is a recording with Thurston Moore and Alex Ward. This is from 2012. Thurston's moved to the UK since Otto's opened and kind of got quite involved and played lots of times and been really supportive of us. And this recording we put out as a fundraiser to buy some equipment, actually. And that enabled us to start recording concerts, which we've done ever since. We've recorded everything. This is why our archive is quite patchy pre this fundraiser. So we're grateful to Thurston for that. This is a recording with Stella Chiweshi. It was done on the 28th of November 2017. Stella comes from Zimbabwe, and she's a very important figure within Zimbabwean music, and she's playing thumb piano and singing on this track.
Momo. Yakanga yari randi sina kudya ikoko. Nyapa madendera anocha mazuva ratsuka ndanyara. Madendera akacha mazuva ratsuka. Yakanga yari raruri rungwana ngwana kani. Era yarare. Nyachira ndima. Magagenge mazarwa muri vangani mambo. Muri vangani dai makanga mangozarwa muri vanhu mwekani. Ini dai ndakangozarwa ndiri vanhu mwekani. Ndiri vanhu mwechete. Zvino ini mwanga dai aenda kumuti usina zita uko. Mumwe inanga dai aenda kudzime nhuri kambuya. Umwe inanga daenda zuva nyakasikana uko kuna mfure. Ukaerera vari kwaseke muru. Kazuvai vari kwaseke navari kwanyashanu. Kazuvai vari hwedza. Ini ndinowa makaita nhimba nepasi. Ini ndinowa makaita nhimba nepasi wee. Rendofa ndimire. Bozora baba wangu china marika. Andini kufa zvakaita chitemerera mbuya. Andini kufa zvakaita chitemerere ini. Akazondofira pasi kwenyika koko. Kusina newake. Kusina newake. Kufa kwakaita chitemerere. Akandofira kusina newake. Apo pakundomupeta. Apo pakundomuradzika.
So this is the pianist Alexander Hawkins and the percussionist Han Benek, Alex's relatively young pianist. Han's been around for a long time, playing since the 60s and 70s. People often know him via his work with Peter Brotzmann. They had a number of very important groups together, as well as obviously the duo recordings that they have. So Han came over for a residency last year, in August 2017, and played with a number of different people in different groupings, and one of those was this recording here with Alexander Hawkins on piano. This is a solo recording of Billy Steiger. Billy's is one of our bar staff, and he's been playing violin since he was very young, but I think probably being around Otto for years and the community of musicians and the space has slowly influenced his playing, and he's become a really important part of a group of players that play at Otto regularly and also use this project space to be built across the road. I really like the contribution that he makes to groups, but there's something about his solo playing that I think is very special. This is Billy Steiger. This recording is of Ken Mikami, John Edwards, and Alex Nielsen. Ken Mikami comes from a tradition of folk music. There's a relationship with Enka and his singing style, and also various folk movements that were coming out of Japan in the 70s. So he's been around for a long time. He was one of the people that was on the wish list for Otto right at the beginning.
My hometown, Satoyo. あれからどれだけ年月が過ぎてしまったと言うんだよ。ふるさとよ。 있어요. 이스마 다를 하시나 한다가라 아스레로 아스마나이다로 이스마 미에 들을 미사키나 사이기는 모두 모이나 이다로 도치생 이야비 스마 하네 다라 다키리노 아카리오 다요르와이 하네다가 라다가 오픈날 サノベットで寝ればいい従う者は少ないが共に歩んだ茨の道だ迷った故郷よ ふるさとよ
'This is a recording with Moody Mokhtar, and this show wasn't supposed to happen. They played one night, and which sold out. And then we had a bar night the next night, and they were in town. And so we thought, well, they might as well play again. And that sold out as well. We announced it. I think we must have announced it on the day. So this is Moody Mokhtar.
Thank you.
So this is a recording with Otomo Yoshide, Sachiko M, Evan Parker, Tony Marsh, John Edwards, and John Butcher. This was a pairing, essentially, of the duo Otomo and Sachiko, very well-established trio with the saxophonist Evan Parker, percussionist Tony Marsh, and bassist John Edwards, and also with John Butcher. And so it was a coming together of those musicians, all based in the UK, and Otomo and Sachiko, who were over for their residency. So this was something that felt very important, that residency back in 2009, in establishing that tradition of residencies and bringing people over from Japan and from other countries to play Otto, to collaborate with musicians here. So this felt like a really formative residency in establishing what it was that we were trying to do with Otto.
Yeah.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.